Views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It is a sunny day, and it's always sunny here in the studio when Eldon Scott is here, Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Meg. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. I mean, I was confessing I'm a little tired at the end of the week, but there's such a great week, and there's so much happening. I'm really looking forward to it.
There's a lot going on this
week. A lot going on.
This weekend.
Yes, sir.
I heard you say you're going to the Rat Pack.
Rat Pack reunion is tonight, benefiting the Council on Aging. Hats off to all the Rat Packers that are being celebrated, folks, and they've given so much in our community. We have Mark Faulkner, Bell Bear. I don't want to forget anybody. Bell Bear. I have the list right in front of me.
Oh,
hang on,
goodness.
Hang on.
No,
I have it.
Yeah, yeah.
Bell Bear, Carolyn Appleyard, and James Jim Reeves are the honorees. And all the proceeds are going to be benefiting the Council on Aging tonight.
Yeah.
Then you have Taste of Gulf Breeze, which is
Taste
happening.
Taste of Gulf Breeze. Breeze. Well, speaking of Taste of Gulf Breeze.
Are you going to be there?
Not only am I going to be there.
Oh, good.
I'm actually emceeing the event.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know. Okay, great.
Yeah, so I will be there tonight. Yep.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite events. Back in the day, I was the president CEO of the Gulf Breeze Area Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
But for about 5 years, years ago.
For a little stint.
Yeah, for a little while. And I love that chamber and Gulf Breeze and Grace and Bronwyn and all the team there and their board of directors do a super
Grace
job.
Grace had a little baby.
Oh, she did? She had the baby?
She had the baby. I saw on Facebook. Yeah. Congratulations, Grace.
Congratulations,
It's going to be a good time. So you got that tonight.
Yeah.
The Rat Pack reunion. Let's see what else we got.
We've got Making Strides Against Breast Cancer tomorrow.
That part.
Dracula at the Ballet.
UWF football tomorrow. Tomorrow evening or tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
Kickoff 2 p.m. So
okay.
Little,
and they're undefeated,
bit of an early
right?
Game. Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're making a run.
Yep. And
go
of course,
Argos.
Let's not forget the Pensacola Interstate Fair.
That's going on.
Still
had
going
a great
strong.
Time at the lip sync battle.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Didn't win. I heard we missed fourth place or third place by 1 point.
Oh,
I know,
sometimes I don't know whether it's good to hear that you missed something by a point or bad to hear. If it makes you feel good.
I think they call that a catch 22.
Bittersweet. Yeah, yeah.
But
I guess
it was a lot of fun.
Good.
Yeah, the fair's going on. The cooler at the fair giveaways are still going on.
With our sister station, Cat Country, 98.7.
So. Yeah, we did that. The first night, we gave away the Sonny's gift certificate and the big old igloo, red igloo cooler. That
very
matched the schooler.
Nice.
It matched the schooler. So.
Well, there you go. And your shirt.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if you know red. Red's kind of my color.
I kind of figured that out. Actually, I like red myself, but I have other reasons for liking red and black.
Go ahead and say it, Meg.
Go Dogs.
There you go. I'll give you the opportunity.
I can't go a football Friday without it. So.
Hey, and that's a great opportunity. A little segue.
Yes.
You
got
to get those Sonny's slow smoked wings catered for your tailgate, your game party, whatever it is.
Today is the day.
50 wings for $49.99. Go to sonnyscatering.com. You can get those ordered. You do have to place that order 24 hours in advance because of the bulk order.
Right.
But that's a great, great way to feed a big crowd
go wrong.
Somebody could eat 50 wings, I guess, maybe.
There are people out there.
I'm about 10 and done. Like, that for me, that's about
folks.
My max.
Yeah.
But,
there's
you know,
some big boys out there.
Yeah. I don't know if I could do 50.
Yeah.
10, maybe 15 if I really pushed it. But, you know, so that's a great opportunity to get that catering order in.
Okay.
Go to sonnyscatering.com.
Is there a number for them to call for that, or do they call each individual store?
So you can call the individual stores. If you don't want to place the order online, you can call the store and place that order directly to the store. I don't have all those numbers memorized.
Well, that's okay,
numbers.
But you do.
But yeah,
you can
go to a Google
locations.
Search, or you can go to sonnysbbq.com, and then you can just navigate to your closest location to you. Just plug in your address or whatever.
There you go.
And then it'll tell you which location is closest to where you're going to be. So
well,
nice
just,
and easy.
Just for fun, why don't we go over the locations of all the
so
Sonny's
we do
in
have,
Pensacola?
Yeah, we have four locations here in the News Radio area. We have our Shelley Road location, which is located just off of Pine Forest Road, just south of I-10. So if you're going south on Pine Forest, you go under the interstate. And right before you get to that little Tom Thumb there, there's a little tiny road that goes right back behind the Tom Thumb. And that is Shelley Road.
Okay.
So we got a great team there. Shout out to my buddy Daniel who I got him hired on. Sonny's about a year ago.
Oh, cool.
And he's now the new general manager there. So congratulations to Daniel.
Oh, you must feel good about that.
Yeah, so he's a great guy and excited for him and the opportunity. And so he's the new general manager there, and talked to him the other day. And so, yeah, excited to have him there and leading the team there now.
Excellent.
And, so it's a lot of fun. So then we got our Navy Boulevard store, which is right at the end of Highway 98, probably about a mile north of Pensacola NAS main gate. There on the, if you're leaving NAS, it's on the right-hand side, across, kind of across from that Walmart that's there on Navy Boulevard. And we do have a banquet room there. So you got all those Christmas parties, those holiday parties coming up at the end of year, whatever it is or however it is you celebrate, we have a banquet room to serve you. And there's no cost for that room.
That's so amazing, because usually that's what gets you.
It is.
It's the room rental. So if
and
you don't have that.
It just drives up the cost of the whole thing. So, you know, if you got 50 people and it's $500 for the room, that's an extra $10 a person that you have to spend. And you could spend that extra $10 and have all the bells and whistles from Sonny's Barbecue.
Right.
I mean, we could do prime rib for you for an extra $10. I mean, it's crazy.
I'm less,
as the cool kids say. But, you know, basically there's no charge for the room as long as it's available. Typically book it for about 10 people or more. That way, you know, it meets the what we need to for the, you know, to have service staff in there and taking care of everything for you.
Mm-hmm.
Over 15 people, we typically recommend a buffet. But with a buffet, you can do so many different things.
Oh, yeah, for
you know,
sure.
You get some chopped briskets, some
lots of sides.
Some of the turkeys, the barbecue chicken on the bone, mm-hmm. the pulled pork. I mean, three meats. Three sides, maybe throw in a salad and some dessert. I mean, you have a spread that really can
Well, y'all do
feed
have
anybody.
Some of the best sides.
Yeah.
Macaroni and cheese,
Mac
your baked
cheese
beans.
So good.
Oh, gosh. So
barbecue
good.
Beans.
Okay, it's
barbecue
only been 10 beans. Minutes, and it's happened.
I know. 10:45, Meg. 10:45. All the local locations open at 10:45
okay.
every day. We'll talk about the hours as we're talking through the stores.
Okay.
10:45 every day. Every store has a drive-through, so you can get Meg's favorite. That buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwich
Monday,
every
baby.
Monday. Come and take advantage of that deal. Get two sandwiches for the price of one.
Mm-hmm.
Throw you in a sidekick, some fries, or some of those barbecue beans. And they're barbecue beans.
They're good.
Because they have barbecue in them. That's the part. They're not just baked.
It's
they're
a
barbecue
trick,
beans.
Trick name.
Yeah. It's important. That's where all those good chunks of meat come from.
Yum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. And so the banquet rooms, no charge for those. Just the cost of the food. So basically we set up the buffet for you. We can do off menu. Like I said, typically at less than 15 people, just to make sure we get everybody fed in a good, timely manner. It's kind of tough to do
right.
20, 30. And we want to try to get you in, get you out, and make sure everybody's nice and happy.
Of course. Okay.
Sure.
What are your other locations?
So we have our 9th Avenue location, which also, the Navy Boulevard location can host up to about 75.
Right.
So that's
so
the number
you have two
there.
Places that have banquet
yep.
rooms. The Navy Boulevard's closer to 75 people.
Yep. And then the 9th Avenue location, we can host up to about 45.
Okay.
And so occasionally we can accommodate a few extra people. We have what we call the back porch just outside of the banquet room.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you got 45 or whatever, we can make it work. But 40 is about the capacity on the inside of the banquet room to close it and keep it private and not have to go in and out. And a lot of people like to sit the kids right outside.
Yeah, that's always
smart. I don't know why.
I know why. If you just joined us talking with Eldon Scott, he's the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue here in Pensacola. If you've got a question about barbecue, the menu, anything that is barbecue related, just text it in at 850-437-1620 because this is the Pensacola Expert Panel, and he is the expert on Sonny's Barbecue, I can tell you that.
Well, thank you, Meg.
Okay.
That's very nice of you.
Any other locations?
We got one more location. We'll get there eventually. It's a little over the bridge. I like to say we have four locations that serve the news radio listenership.
There you go.
So we have three in Pensacola and the one in Pace, which I really consider. Actually, Leadership Pensacola yesterday.
Yeah.
So we had Leadership Pensacola yesterday, and we had, I'm drawing a blank on the economics doctor that was speaking to us, but he said based on the federal government, they consider Escambia and Santa Rosa County the same metro area.
Oh,
and so I was like, so he was just talking through the numbers and the economics of the communities and different things like that. 50% of the people that live in Santa Rosa County actually commute into Escambia County for work.
I believe
and
that.
And so I was like, So here's my thought all the time. Like, really, mm-hmm. it's the same community. And it really is. And so that's a lot of people that leave Santa Rosa County to come into Escambia County every day for work.
I don't question that for a second.
Yeah,
you consider Navarre and Gulf Breeze is all Santa Rosa County,
which
is kind of confusing if you're new here because you think Gulf Breeze is
And then
Escambia.
Pensacola Beach is Escambia. So
Correct.
It's like all this
it's
weird,
little
like,
confusing.
Twisty, twi- mm-hmm. tie-y, like,
But yeah. That makes total sense to me.
It takes a little time to put it all together.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
So the Pace location, so we also has a drive through there, located in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. It's kind of between, it's just west of Avalon Boulevard. So
okay.
If you kind of want to know where that's at, so they're on Highway 90. And
the easy way to do it is you just put Sonny's Barbecue near me in your Google, and boom, that comes
and boom,
up.
There
and then
you are.
I click on map directions.
And next thing you know,
I'm
you're
there.
In the drive-through getting That's buy it. One, get one free pulled pork
Using
sandwiches.
My Sonny's Barbecue app and getting rewards, baby.
Get the rewards.
That's
yes.
Right.
Go download that Sonny's Barbecue app. Start taking advantage of all those reward points. Start collecting them so you can get all the free barbecue. That's where we always put out our best offers.
Yeah.
You know, so you're going to get notifications of all the extra BOGO deals or the free appetizers or when we do it outside of what we do locally for
right.
kids' meals, all those things. But locally, no app needed, although recommended, that kids eat free and grandkids eat free every Saturday.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. So one free kids' meal up to 12 years old with an adult entree. And so you bring those kiddos in, make sure you take advantage of that, you know, have a little family time. And save a little bit of money.
It's a great thing because so often the grandparents get the kids so that the parents get a break on the weekend, maybe to go do something fun on Saturday. So
yeah.
This is a great way to entertain the kids and get them a good meal. They'll love it.
You're
it's
out
a
running.
Lot of fun.
You're out running the errands, taking
yep.
the kids to soccer practice.
Oh yeah.
Doing you know or the games. I guess practices are normally the weeks. The games are on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Take the whole team. Bring the whole team. Okay, so it is fall. We're still in October,
yep.
And I know you've got some great menu additions right
menu.
Now. So talk a little bit about some of
Those
the things that,
delicious.
In case someone hasn't been by to see the new
I don't
yummy.
Know why you haven't been by if you hadn't been by.
Well,
especially
I don't either.
Especially for those pecan pie egg rolls.
Oh, you're going to do it again.
They're
okay.
So good.
They
so
were
good.
So good, really.
I know.
And they may not, when I first heard, I was like, it seemed like a conflict of interest
mm-hmm.
egg roll, but it's a sweet.
Churro. Think of like a pecan pie stuffed churro. That's
like
the best way to
pecan
explain
pie.
It. Yeah.
It's
the
really,
best way to explain
really
it.
Good. Trust me on this. I would not lead you
I know
astray.
You're eating all the fair food right now.
Yep,
and
so it fits
the deep
right
fried
in.
Oreos and Twinkies and all those crazy things.
I just heard about deep fried Reese's.
Oh. Speaking my language, man.
I
love me a good Reese's.
I know, right? But I've got to say,
but
I
not as
had
good as that pecan
not
pie
as
egg
good
roll.
As the pecan.
And it's not only here for a week, so we got it right. through the rest of the fall menu. So,
okay. And what else are you featuring?
Yes. So the other one we have the maple pork burn-ins.
Mm-hmm.
So those are nice little cubes of pork collar that have been re-smoked with
wow.
some of that maple barbecue sauce that we have on the fall menu. We're doing the savory corn cakes, the pulled pork corn cakes. So we had that for the summer menu with the strawberries and the whipped cream. So we're
those
using those corn cakes with pulled pork and coleslaw and onion straws, barbecue sauce. So that's a great one if you like, you know, I don't, it's almost like a bowl. Like just,
mm-hmm.
just eat it up. So
that sounds good.
And what else? We have that maple bacon turkey club. That's really delicious.
Yum.
The look on Meg's face, if I could only share it through the radio, says it all.
I had my cup of coffee. I was fine. But every Friday, Eldon comes in, and then by the time he leaves,
I'm
starving.
But I'm really not. I'm really, really not sorry at all.
Okay, we got a question on the text line,
okay.
and it's a good one. It's, what is the difference between the flavoring of North Carolina barbecue versus what we have around here?
Yeah, so, I mean,
there's lots of different flavors.
Sonny's started in Florida, in Gainesville, Florida. So, you know, our barbecue sauce is sweet. Yeah, that's our probably number one barbecue sauce is a
mm-hmm.
sweet barbecue sauce.
And Sonny is a real person.
Sonny is a real person, 96 years old. Started Sonny's Barbecue in 1968.
Wow.
You can see some of the branding, you know, you see Sonny's and then you see the 68 on all the different things. So that's
mm-hmm.
a little homage to when the company actually started. And in Gainesville, Florida, right off of Waldo Road. And so it's expanded. We're right at 100 locations
wow.
all over the Southeast. And but that North Carolina-style barbecue is really a vinegar-based.
Oh.
And then you kind of get some of the mustard in there also. Some people like the mustard. But it's a heavy vinegar sauce that kind of contrasts the fat of the pulled pork. So
mm-hmm.
that's kind of the balance that they kind of go for in that North Carolina-style barbecue.
So you would say ours is a little sweeter?
Oh, so much sweeter. Like, yeah, 100% sweeter. It's like our sweet tea, Meg. It's like,
okay.
It's almost like the difference between Northerners drinking tea and Southerners
right.
drinking tea.
Okay, I stand for, yeah,
you know,
I gotcha.
So the barbecue sauce is sweet. And like I said, our sweet. So we have a sweet, original, sizzling, smoking. We have about 8 sauces, actually, that we keep all the time. There's 4 on the table that we have all the time. So that's sweet, the smoking, the sizzling, and the original. And so we keep those on the table all the time when you come into the restaurant for dine-in.
So you can try them.
Yeah, so you can try them. So we have full service. You know, so you come in, all of our staff do a great job of, we like to say, slathering you with Southern hospitality. And they'll take care of you. So with those 4 sauces, we also do have a mustard sauce, a mild sauce. So we have a number of other sauces, and then those seasonal sauces as well. We have the golden barbecue and then the maple right now. So.
Ooh, golden barbecue.
I know. Yeah,
what is that?
It's kind of like a mustard sauce.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a mustard mixed with some of our originals. So it's kind of like a, I don't know, if you like a chicken tender sandwich tossed in like a golden barbecue with pickles. Like that's the kind
that
of flavor
delicious.
Profile.
So, yeah, that sounds really good.
Actually, it's really good. So well, and we can do that for you.
The other thing that, in addition to the great sauces and all the variety, you haven't in a while talked about the process, because it's an interesting process. This is not just some frozen barbecue.
No, so all the meats,
beef that comes from somewhere.
This is correct. So all the meats are smoked fresh in-house at each location every day.
So and say that again, smoked?
Smoked fresh. At each location every day with oak, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have these giant rotisserie smokers. Every night the pitmasters, they'll trim up the briskets and the pork butts, season them up. And they'll load them onto the smoker, smoke all night long at 210 degrees for at least 12 hours. They come in the morning, they're temping everything, making sure that it's cooked to the proper temperature, and then they're, you know, pulling it, wrapping it, or letting it go for a little, you know, typically not more than about an hour or 2 hours. If it's a big brisket, you know, sometimes it just takes more time. That's just part of the smoking process.
So nice.
Not every piece of meat is exactly the same. So
right.
They do a great job of that. Chicken, turkey, all that stuff gets loaded in the morning. It gets smoked off.
How many hours is it?
It's for the chicken, 2 to 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, and it kind of varies, but, you know, it's all about time and temperature. So they're temping it, you know, as they're going through the process, and they're checking it once it gets close, and they're pulling it, holding it. And, yeah, it's a great job. When I started working for Sonny's, I was just super impressed with the process and all the things that they had in place to just, you know, coming from the butcher shop and working on the barbecue side, serving,
that's right,
selling
you came
raw
from the butcher
meats,
shop, yeah.
You know, so I had, you know, very good understanding on that side of it. But then coming in and seeing how they're doing it at scale, making sure it's as fresh as possible when the customers either come in, dine, drive through, we deliver or cater it. They just have a great process. And as part of this, you know, all the pit masters and all the staff just working so hard together for so many years, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean, for... Oh, what is it? 58 years? Like, I'm trying to, I don't want to try to do the math on air, Meg, and sound dumb. But yeah, something like that.
Something
57
like this.
Years.
Somewhere
57
in there.
Years,
yeah.
And so, you just all those years of cumulative knowledge from all the pit masters and the training staff and all those people, just making sure that we're doing the best that we can to serve great barbecue to our customers day in and day out. That good, sweet barbecue sauce.
There you go.
I'll tell you, my personal favorite is to mix the sizzling and the sweet together. And we used to have a combination, but I like to mix the sizzling and the sweet.
I'm gonna have to try that.
It's a little spicy, a little sweet.
Okay,
and the spicy does have some sweetness to it, but not quite the same. So I like to mix those two. That's just my personal
That sounds good.
Yeah.
We're talking with Eldon Scott this morning. He is the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. If you've got a question, send it in to Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. So it's fall. It's football season. Yeah. So if people want to get those things, they do need to do it today if you're going to have a game watch tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
If they
want
to order
always,
catering.
You can always call in, and if it's available, we can make it work. But if you want to ensure, hey, I need 100 wings for tomorrow at 2 o'clock,
right.
Definitely go ahead and just place that order 24 hours in advance. I mean, you can place it a week or 2 weeks in advance as well. We can take that order, have it reserved for you, make sure that we got that on the production schedule. Because slow smoke barbecue takes time. It's not instant.
That's
unfortunately,
right.
It does take time. So
that's right.
If you got a large order, you know, get it in. We'll have it ready for you. You know, we like to say we have 3 ways that we can cater. We do pick up. So if you just want to come pick it up, that's always your most economical way. If you want to save a few bucks on the delivery, but we also deliver, and it's very reasonable. Most of our deliveries are, you know, $25, and then always take care of your serve staff and your delivery staff. That part, you know, people are working for a living and working hard, and, you know, and if they treat you right, treat them right.
Okay.
I think that's a good principle.
That works.
And then we have our full setup and serve catering. So we have a great catering team here on the Gulf Coast. Just last week, I actually served 4,300 people at USA for the Alumni Association right before the game on a Tuesday night.
Wow.
So I like to say between 10 and 10,000, we can take care of you for catering. And so whether you just need a little office party, getting a few folks fed for lunch with a, you know,
oh,
protein
we've had that
and a couple
here.
Sides. Oh, yeah.
We have that for our staff meetings. Everybody loves it.
The hot items here are green beans and peach cobbler. Those
so
are
good.
The two hot items here.
So
if you want to treat Cat Country or News Radio 1620, swing by Sonny's, pick up some green beans and some peach cobbler, and I'll tell you, I promise you, they'll be happy as clams?
Careful. Clams? Yeah, I was going to say,
yeah. I don't know.
There's a lot of Southern expressions that go after that. So we're talking with Eldon and Scott. Hey, isn't it time for a giveaway?
We are running out of time.
Yeah, so what are we going to do here?
It looks like we got 4 minutes left, so we're going to take the fourth text person to text in wings.
Oh, okay. And wings. So when you text in wings, just put your name, your first name right after that so I know who's the winner is, at 850-437-1620. I'm going to let you keep talking about that delicious menu while
I'm going to talk about what they're going to win. So they're going to win a family feast. So that's been a fan favorite here for people to win on news radio for the Always Sunny show. So that family feast is going to come
easy for
with,
you to say.
Yes, I know. It all came out at one time. So the family feast is going to come with 4 proteins, 3 sidekicks, your choice of bread, and then also a gallon of sweet tea. We like to say it feeds 4 to 6 people, but honestly, it's a feast, and that's the reason why they call it that. So we're going to give that away to the fourth person to text in wings. Again, we'd circle back to that. Get those catering orders in for your wings, for the tailgates that you're going to have. Football season's going strong, and so you want to take advantage of that. Come see us for that fall menu. If you've not had those maple pork burn-ins, those are delicious. Getting a lot of great feedback on those. St. Louis ribs, baby back ribs. A lot of people don't know that we do the baby back ribs. And I've had a few people ask, do y'all do baby back ribs? Absolutely, we do baby back ribs. And so you can get those there at Sonny's Barbecue. Again, those banquet rooms at each location, whether you're booking out an end-of-year party, a Christmas party. And then the other thing we got to talk about, we got to start talking about this, is the holiday feast.
Yes, tell us about that.
Sonny's holiday feast.
I'm checking out our winners now.
Our turkey is delicious, but we're going to be having, we'll talk about more. I'll bring the info next week with me, and we'll talk a little bit about that. It's a great way to kind of I won't say push the easy button on your holiday party, right?
Yeah.
Your gathering. So we have delicious sweet potato casserole. Oh, my gosh, it's so good. Dressing that we do, so we can do hams, turkey, and so we just have a number of items that just work really well for doing an easy holiday party.
All right, we have a winner.
All right,
Who is it? Our winner this morning is Trevor. Congratulations, Trevor, with the number ending 6756. I'm going to send you the information on how you can pick up your gift certificate here at the station. And Eldon, tell us, what has Trevor won?
Congratulations, Trevor. You've won a family feast from Sonny's Barbecue. Your choice of 4 proteins, 3 sidekicks, your choice of bread, and a gallon of Sonny's sweet tea.
All right. So I'll be sending you a text shortly, Trevor, so we can get all that to you. And thanks so much for listening. And we had a bunch of folks texting in. So thanks to everybody that texted in. Really appreciate you listening to Pep Talk. And, of course, trying to win some Sonny's Barbecue. I don't blame you.
Yeah, I don't blame you at all.
They won't let me put my hat in the ring.
You know, I'm sorry, Meg. But you do get perks every now and then.
I do. Every once in a while.
Every now.
I think I'm overdue, by the way.
You are. Absolutely.
A little peach cobbler, maybe.
Peach cobbler.
Yes, sir.
And then we just talked about that?
Yes, we did.
I told y'all. Y'all listeners, are y'all listening?
I told you.
Hook them up. But maybe next week.
So before we go, we got about a minute left. Go over when you're open, your hours.
Yeah, so hours 10:45, open at each location every day. So we do have a drive-through at every location. So come swing through. If you're just looking for a quick lunch, we can get you taken care of in the drive-through. 4 locations, Pace, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard. We do have those 2 banquet rooms. Get booked there. I don't want to tease you and say, hey, they're filling up, but they are filling up. So I'm not, no false scarcity, but go ahead and get on the schedule.
Well, makes sense. It is the holiday season.
I mean, we had a situation, we had a Mardi Gras crew booked, and they messed up mixed up the date, and we had to move the location, but then they already had another person there. We still took care of them. So, you know, hey, we're going to take care of you. That's what we do at Sonny's Barbecue. Slow Smoke Barbecue, slathered in Southern hospitality. I hear the music, Meg.
It's the time. It's that time again.
It goes so fast every time.
I know. We have so much fun on Fridays.
I know. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I'm so glad you're here.
Hope everybody has a great weekend.
All right. You too. I know you'll be working hard as usual. So thanks for all that you do for our community, Eldon.
Yes, ma'am.
We appreciate you.
We'll
and Sonny's Barbecue. Thanks, everyone. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.